Today, President Trump canceled a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit just a little while after he spoke while departing for the summit in Argentina, denying a stunning claim from his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Cohen made a surprise appearance in court today where he reversed his past congressional testimony, pleading guilty to lying to Congress about a plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow, which he now says was talked about well into the summer of 2016. He also said he talked about the project with the president, who was then a candidate, three times. Now he says it was much more. In response, President Trump said this.
He's got himself a big prison sentence, and he's trying to get a much lesser prison sentence by making up a story. Now, here's the thing. Even if he was right, it doesn't matter, because I was allowed to do whatever I wanted during the campaign. I was running my business, a lot of different things.
The president was running his business, but at the time he repeatedly said he had no business deals with Russia. Phil Ewing is NPR national security editor. And Phil, it's been quite a morning. But first, the president said he didn't have business deals with Russia. The tower talks did not produce a deal. But start with Cohen. He said he lied. What exactly did he lie about?
That's right. In Washington here, people have been investigating this Russia story for a very long time now. In fact, we've spent almost as much time investigating as time we had during the presidential campaign. Last year, Cohen went to Congress and he talked to the Senate and the House Intelligence Committees. And in those hearings and in the material that he gave to members of Congress, he made some representations about facts in the case, including disclosing that he had been negotiating with Trump and on Trump's behalf with some Russian developers in Moscow about a prospective Trump Tower there. That deal never went forward, Cohen said, and he never heard back from the Russians with whom he was talking. And he said those talks stopped in January. What Cohen's guilty plea today, which no one expected, has admitted is that, in fact, according to him, those negotiations continued through June of 2016 when many other things were taking place politically in the United States. Trump was becoming a very successful Republican presidential candidate to the surprise of his opponents. He was the presumptive frontrunner by May of that year. And then in July of the next month, he was the GOP nominee at the RNC in Cleveland. And so even though the president was saying he had no business ties with Russia, in fact, according to this Cohen material, those negotiations were still very much active.
And did we find out from Cohen why he lied?
He said he lied because it would help the political aspirations of the person described in court papers as individual one. Now, I know your listeners are intelligent enough to conclude that he is talking about the president there. That's pretty obvious. Trump also admitted as much himself in the comments that you played a clip from to the White House press pool this morning. He said Cohen's not telling the truth, but even if he were, there's nothing wrong here because there was no law that prohibited him from having these negotiations at that time. Maybe that's correct and maybe it isn't, but it certainly changes the perspective that Americans now have about the relationship between the president's business and his associates and Russians at a time when we also now know that the Russian government was working aggressively to try to get him elected in 2016. It launched cyber attacks against targets in the United States. It launched cyber attacks against state election systems. It waged a huge campaign of agitation on social media, all at the same time that other people in Russia, including at least one Russian government official, was talking with the Trump Organization in 2016.
Look, Cohen also pled guilty last summer to breaking campaign finance laws with those hush money payments he made to women, he said, at President Trump's direction. But what does this do to his relationship with the investigation? And as the president said, you know, perhaps a lighter sentence.
It could mean that he does, in fact, get a lighter sentence if, in fact, the special counsel's office tells a judge next month when Cohen's sentence is scheduled that he's provided useful information to the government, that he's been cooperating as countenanced in the plea agreement you described from earlier this year. A judge can take that into consideration when imposing a sentence in view of the things for which Cohen has admitted in court. Trump is also not wrong when he says that Cohen has a history of prevaricating. He's said things that weren't true to Congress. He said things that turned out not to be true to reporters. And so in the eyes of the public, it remains kind of an unbalanced part of the equation as to see which Americans believe which things about the story, except that now Cohen has his head in the noose, if you will. You know, he's pleaded guilty. He's placed himself into the power of the Justice Department. And so he appears to have an incentive to give investigators what they want.
Well, now there will be questions raised about why President Trump and his attorney would lie about their talks with Russia. and not know that Russia was also trying to help their campaign and having various meetings and doing various things. But putting those questions aside, today we have the president canceling his meeting with Vladimir Putin right after he got on that helicopter and left for Argentina. He said it was because of Russia's seizure of ships in Ukraine. Can we assume that the optics would have been very bad to have the president with Putin while it's being revealed that there were talks with Russia deeper into the campaign?
I think that's probably a safe analysis. But at the same time, the Russians, whichever Russian leader, whether it was Putin himself or one of the lower-level military commanders in Russia on the border with Ukraine, has put the president in a very awkward position. He's tried to be simpatico with Putin. He's tried to have a good relationship. But at the same time, you know, this incident with these Ukrainian vessels and these injured Ukrainian sailors has meant that the president needs to try and look tough, and that could be also what led to his decision not to be seen with Putin at the G20 summit in Argentina.
That's NPR's national security editor, Phil Ewing. Phil, thank you.
Thank you.